You know, I remember an old Mary Chapin Carpenter song. Sometimes you're the bug, and sometimes you're the windshield. Bryce Long, I think you're the windshield on this deal, don't you?
Better than being the bug.
Yeah, I've been the bug plenty of times. Bryce Long, Hopkinsville native, singer, songwriter extraordinaire. Well, you just finished writing some tunes today?
I did. I was writing with the young William Michael Morgan today. So I'm sure you guys have played ten or two of his through the years.
I love me some William Michael Morgan. I know some folks that saw him at a show at Murray State University, and they loved him. They said he was tremendous.
Yeah, he's a great country singer, man. A good boy.
He's, I don't know, he's kind of, does he remind you any at all of George Strait?
Oh, a little bit, you know, a little bit. That kind of smooth crooner kind of guy, yeah.
Have you met George Strait?
A couple times.
Have you really?
Like, oh, yeah, man.
I'm pretty pumped up. I found out, and I guess we could talk a little bit about it. This awesome news you got, and I'll let you tell it, involving the king of country music, George Strait. I think this is pretty awesome, actually. But you tell the tale.
Oh man, it's been good. They just of course put out a press release today for the new George Strait record with all the cuts on it, and the title cut is mine. A song called Honky Tonk Time Machine, and then I have another song on the record called Some Night that, you know, I got lucky, man. God is good. He's blessed me a tremendous amount, and I'm excited to be on this record. It's a really cool record, and you know, man, it's the king of country music, so man can't have too many George Strait cuts.
I mean, I've been blessed in what I do, because I meet a lot of talented men and women who write country music, and to the person, their goal in life before they die is to get George Strait to at least give them a cut on a George Strait album. And dude, you've got two.
No, man, it's you know, golly, Bill, I went, you know, I've been down there at the ranch with them several times and written. I got to write with George and written with Bubba, his son, several times. And man, it's, you know, the cool part of it is to actually get a song or two on there. And I have on this record, I had one on the last one, which was my first cut, my first George Strait cut. And man, I'm like, you know, every other songwriter over here, you know, that's the cut that I wanted. I mean, probably more than any, just because I'm such a huge fan. And then, you know, to be able to go down and write with him and you know, be around him, and then find out that he's everything and more that you know, always hoped he would be. And man, he's an amazing artist, as we all know. 60 number ones and, you know, numerous other great cuts and records and stuff, but just to be around him and find out that he's just as cool of a person, it just makes you, you know, makes you happy and proud to be a part of something like that.
Now, in person, when you're just hanging with George and his sons at the ranch, is he like Alan Jackson laid back, or but what's his demeanor?
Oh man, he's cool as, you know, he's cool as the underside of the pillow, man. He's just he really is. He's just
like a gel cooled, you know, mattress.
Yeah, I can't you know, man, I can't say enough good about him, honestly. I really can't. And they're, you know, the way they treated me and the whole deal was just fantastic. And man, I wrote, gosh, Bill, I mean, I got two on the record. I wrote probably 20 songs with them total.
No kidding. Now, were these songs, yeah, the Honky Tonk Time Machine and the other cut on the new album coming out, Bryce, are these songs that you wrote with George and his sons, or?
No, I wrote most of these songs with Bubba Strait,
okay,
George's son, and Philip White's a good buddy of mine. He's been to our show up there, and then another buddy, Bart Butler, he ended up producing the John Party record, and actually he'd always wanted a George Strait cut through the years and never got one, and through my, you know, connection with them, I said, well, man, won't you just, I'm fixing to go down there, man, won't you just hop in and go with me, and we'll write some songs, and hopefully he'll cut one of them, and sure enough, he did.
That is awesome. Now, I heard a rumor, is Honky Tonk Time Machine, is that inspired from a night somebody spent in Gracie, or no?
Yeah, it ripped.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you mentioned it.
Absolutely, man.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Honky, and that's the title of the new album, Honky Tonk Time Machine. And then the other song on the album that you co-wrote is?
It's called Some Nights.
Okay.
And it's, man, it, you know, I'm really proud of that song. I mean, I'm thankful for both of them. And just to have Honky Tonk Time Machine as the you know, album title is awesome, Bill. But man, Some Nights to me is just one of those songs that I couldn't be any more thankful that George cut. It's you know, I wrote it with a, you know, like I said, a dear friend of mine, Philip White and Bubba Strait, and it's just one of those songs that I hoped of the whole batch, in all honesty, of the whole batch of songs that I wrote with those guys down there, I thought, man, I hope he cuts this song. And he did, and I'm really proud of it. I truly am very proud of that song, and glad to have it on the record.
You and me talking, any of these two on the album, you think either of them have a good chance as a single? Do you think there's some good single material there?
I really do. I think Some Nights would probably is, you know, I know it's been talked about a ton, it's being a single off the record, and you know, I know the label has talked really highly about it, and promotion has talked about it a lot, so we'll see. You know, you can't, you know, you never know. I mean, it's always a roll of the dice for that kind of thing, Bill. But I'm just very proud of that song, and I'm very proud to have it on there, and look forward to hopefully it being a single. You know, and I know it's in the, I know it's, it's being talked about right now, so we'll wait and see how the cookie crumbles, as we say. But
now I feel bad because I'll have to play it if it comes out as a single. I got to support Bryce Long. Yeah.
Yes, you do, and you always have, man. Yeah. And I love you for that amount.
I love you for writing country music, brother. That makes it easy for me.
Well, thanks, pal. And you know, I love that station, man. It's not just because of home, man. I mean, what you guys do and the music that you guys choose to play, I mean, you know, you guys choose to keep it country, and that's cool to me.
Well, you'll never say this, but I will. You and a ton of volunteers bust your rumps every year for the Back to Back Foundation. It's no happenstance that thing now helps folks in three counties. And you bust your rump every day writing music. Everybody, oh, Bryce Long, he's so lucky. George Strait cut two of his songs. But like you said, they don't know how many hundreds of songs you've written. You wrote songs today. I mean, the percentages. I mean, out of what percent of songs that you write, Bryce, actually get a cut? I mean, it's a lot of work.
Oh, man, it's tiny, Bill. I mean, you know, when you think about the number of songs that I've written, and then the songs that I've had cut, and then the songs that actually do make a record, and you know, the few that get actually released as singles and become hits, and some don't, and some do, and yeah, it's you know, it is, man. It's a tough business, but you know, to be honest with you, I always say this when people ask me about it. I said, every now and then the good Lord comes along and sprinkles a little extra dust on some of those songs. And if you show up every day and you do, you know, what you hope that is the right thing in life, you know, it comes back around. And he's been extremely great to me and having the success that I've had. It is a lot of work. There's a lot of time, you know, a lot of songs get written and very few of them get cut. But the ones that get cut, I've been very thankful for.
I'm pretty sure Miss Judy, Mr. Gerald never let you shy away from hard work. And your hard work's paying off, Bryce. We are so proud of you. And I know you're busy and you're going to a show tonight. But, boy, it's awesome making time for us. We appreciate it. We celebrate with you and your success here.
Well, thanks, buddy. I love you guys. I love the station, everybody down there. And you know, man, the reality of it, I love where I come from, and that's the truth, man. I you know, I've got a lot of good buddies up there and a lot of people that have supported me through the years, and I got some really great friends, you know, and family and people that help make this back-to-back thing work. And you know, through these songs and singers and shows and stuff, we've been able to help a lot of families in that community. And, man, I just, you know, I love it. I mean, I love to be able to do this. I love what I do for a living. And, you know, with the success, we get an opportunity to give back to a place that I just love being from up there. So
yeah, good people around these parts, no doubt about that. So, you know, the bottom line is this. I'm just going to put it out there. Next time you're out on the ranch with George and Bubba and the whole Straight family, you're pitching horseshoes. Just, you know, you can mention, hey, if y'all aren't doing anything, you could come over to the Bruce. I do a little thing called the Back to Back Foundation. Y'all come over to the Bruce. We'll feed you some good home cooking. You know, that'd be awesome. I think people would be all right with that.
Hey, man, I'd be okay with that.
We wouldn't need, though. We just put him up there. But, oh, man, that's great stuff. Well, I can't wait. The album comes out when, Bryce?
March 29th.
Okay. All right. So is George, is it his 30th album? Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Whew, honky tonk time. Well, I can't wait for the album, and I can't wait to hear your stuff, and then I can't wait to see what they're going to choose for a single. So I guess it's a big hurry up and wait.
Yeah, as always, you know the deal.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get some mailbox money out of it, my friend. You've earned it, and thanks for making time for us today. And I know you and I will be talking.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank you, and man, thanks so much for even asking me to visit with you about it, man. It's a humbling thing, man.
Oh,
to actually, you know, see a dream come true. And man, for me, George is the pinnacle.
Yeah, I know. I know how you roll. I know it's a big deal. And just wanted to celebrate with you because I think that is awesome news. We get enough bad news in the world. We need to celebrate the good.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you saying that.
All right. See you later. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Bill Booth.